Good morning. Family worship. Our Savior taught his disciples to pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." The requirements of the body are provided by him. Through each perplexing path of life, our wandering footsteps guide, "Give us each day our daily bread, and raiment fit provide." Of Jesus as recorded in the 6th chapter of St. Matthew. "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Therefore take no thought, saying, What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow will take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." Give us this day our daily bread. It has been said of Christ that though his words were simple, every one of them sparkled like a gem. And every word in this petition from the prayer he taught his disciples has a spiritual meaning. Give denotes our dependence upon God. Us shares the bread, not for me, but for us. This, the day on which we pray. Day, a division of our life's span. Our, what we earn, not the bread of idleness, nor of conquest. Daily reminds us to take no thought for the morrow. Bread, not dainties nor luxuries, but that which is necessary for the good health of our bodies. Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? How better could we end this little broadcast than by saying together the prayer which Christ taught his disciples? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.